and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Today we're going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling once again. He's going to talk to us about some of the pitfalls, the dangers, the warning signs of ERP implementation failure and how you can best avoid it. This is some really good information from somebody who really knows what they're talking about in this area, so you don't want to miss it. Also coming up later on in the program, part two of my interview with Stan Alpert. As you might remember from a previous show, Stan is a member of Panorama's client and vendor relations organization. He's got a combined manufacturing and IT experience of over 30 years, and he's got some more information to share with us in part two of our interview, so stick around for that. Panorama Consulting recently published a blog on their website that explores some interesting statistics around ERP software implementation failures. Joining us to discuss that article is Eric Kimberling, Panorama's president and founder. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, I know we're all interested to explore some of your findings in this area. So first of all, tell me, how do you define implementation failure?
Well, Chris, in our study, what we look at and what we consider to be success versus failure is the duration of an implementation, the cost of a duration, and the level of business benefits that are realized by organizations that have implemented ERP. So the way we define failure then are meeting one or more of the following three criteria. Either the implementation takes longer than expected to implement, costs more than expected to implement, or it fails to deliver at least half of the business benefits that were expected before the implementation.
Okay. So what does Panorama's research and statistics show about this?
Well, we found in our research, which is based on our 2010 ERP report, which your listeners can download off of our website, we found that 72% of organizations experience at least one of those failure points. 31% of the organizations in the study experience two or more of those pain points. So, you know, you've got about a 2 out of 3 chance of having one of those failure points occur in your project, at least according to the averages in the statistics, which again is based on a study of over 1,600 different ERP implementations across the globe.
I see. So when it comes to budget, going over or under budget, is that the only measure of success, or what are some other factors there?
Well, that's a good point, Chris, and you raise a very good point in that companies that have differing expectations on what it's going to take to implement in terms of cost, that's not the only indicator of success. You also want to look at, you know, what is the overall cost, regardless of what your expectations are. What is your overall cost relative to other ERP implementations? So, for example, we found in that same study I mentioned a second ago that of the 1,600 organizations we surveyed in our study, the average implementation cost was somewhere between 6 and 7% of annual revenue. And when we say 6 and 7%, we mean the total implementation cost, ranging from software licensees to implementation, technical services, hardware upgrades, internal costs associated with the project and whatnot.
Okay.
So when you add up all those costs, you know, just a simple benchmark for companies across industries and across different sizes is somewhere between 6 and 7% is what the average company spends. Now, some of the best-in-class organizations in our study, and some of our clients as well, quite frankly, spend a lot less than that on their implementations. So we would consider those types of projects successes from a purely budgetary standpoint. Now, companies that go over that amount, you could argue that even if they had the expectation that they were going to go over that amount, that's still considered a failure if they spend more than most of their peers on an implementation, which might suggest that they're trying to implement the wrong software or they're not implementing effectively.
Right. Well, tell me, what else do you recommend to our listeners? Because we want to ensure that they avoid failure and make their ERP initiative successful. So anything else you'd like to share on that?
Well, the first thing, there's really four things I would recommend here. The first thing is to have realistic expectations.
Sure.
And that's a key point when it comes to duration and cost. A key problem with ERP implementations is so many companies expect that they're going to be able to implement it at a lower cost and in less time than they think. And the problem with that is not only are you disappointed in the end because you've gone over budget or you've taken too long to implement, But in the process, you've probably cut some corners because you weren't expecting to have to spend more time or money on it. So you end up cutting corners a lot of times in areas that are key success factors for an ERP implementation.
Right.
So really, when it comes to expectations, it's important to understand that implementing ERP software successfully is more than the technology. In fact, it has relatively little to do with the technology itself. There's a lot of other activities that need to make the project successful, such as organizational change management, business process design, workflow definition, training, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Another sub-aspect of the expectation side is adding a dose of reality to what software vendors might tell you. They are typically focused on the technical implementation aspect of an implementation. They're not as concerned generally about organizational change management, defining your business processes, doing conference room pilots and testing and those sorts of things that are going to be required to manage internally, but it may not be something that the vendors are involved with. So before you select a vendor and budget for your implementation, you want to make sure you understand what those other activities are that might be outside the vendor scope but are still required for the implementation.
Right. Yeah, that certainly makes sense.
A second thing that your listeners can do to avoid failure is to select the right software.
Right.
We found in the study that a lot of companies that had failed implementations or troubled implementations were trying to force something into the organization that wasn't a good fit. It wasn't the right software in the first place, and therefore they ended up spending too much time and money trying to customize the software or get it to do something that that it couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And then a third thing is to implement the software effectively. So even once you found the right software, you want to make sure that you're implementing effectively, you're not cutting corners on some of the key activities, project activities that we talked about earlier. And understand that many of the things that may sound unnecessary up front, things that sound unrelated to the software itself, like organizational change management or defining your business processes and workflows, or for another example is tailoring some of your training materials, some of the generic training materials that a vendor might provide, tailoring those to your specific business processes and needs. Those types of activities may sound somewhat unnecessary up front, but a lot of those activities can cause pain points later on and create delays and problems in the project later on. So implementing effectively is not just about making sure you don't cut corners, but also make sure they understand the things that are necessary for a project.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then finally, the fourth thing I would suggest to help avoid failure is to benchmark to other organizations. Look at what other companies within your industry vertical and similar size as yours are doing and what they have done. And I'm not talking anecdotal evidence here. I mean, software vendors are great at providing one or two examples of companies that have implemented ERP, you know, in 4 or 8 weeks or whatever the case may be. But the reality is most companies take a significant amount of time and money to implement because they want to do it right. So you really want to look at a broad benchmark and Panorama's research and experience in the field is certainly one good data point that can help you set expectations and just understand what the reality is of your implementation needs.
Once again, you've been listening to Eric Kimberling, president and founder of Panorama Consulting Group, discussing some of the findings that his company has made through their exhaustive research, dealing with some of the elements surrounding ERP implementation failure and how you can avoid it. Eric, we are glad that you could join us today because we certainly do want to help our listeners make the most of their ERP investment. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks for the interview. It was great speaking with you.
You bet, Eric. Now, remember, if you'd like to find out about the research that Panorama has conducted, and for lots more great information, be sure to visit their website, www.panorama-consulting.com. In just a moment, you'll be hearing part two of my recent interview with Stan Alpert. Stan is a member of Panorama Consulting Group's client and vendor relations organization. He has a combined manufacturing and IT experience of over 30 years, most recently as the IT director for a mid-sized manufacturing and distribution company. He's been involved with a number of ERP and other enterprise software initiatives throughout his career. Actually, Stan was a client of Panorama's for nearly 3 years before joining the company earlier this year. And if you want to benefit from Stan's experience, stick around and hear what he's got to say coming up.
You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits? Panorama Consulting Group is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management. So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 303-974-7171. That's 303-974-7171.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Now it's time to get into part two of my interview with Stan Alpert. Well, Stan, thanks for joining us on the podcast series. We appreciate having you here.
Well, I'm glad to do it today. Thanks.
All right. Well, let's get started with a little Q&A for our listeners. First of all, tell us a little bit about Ashcroft.
Well, Ashcroft, Inc. is a premier global manufacturer of pressure and temperature instruments, which are employed in a wide number of industries and applications. It's got annual revenues exceeding about $120 million, and it has sales and manufacturing operations in the U.S., Germany, Brazil, Mexico, Singapore, and China, as well as joint ventures in Saudi Arabia, India, and Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a bit about what was your role at the company?
Well, before I retired from Ashcroft, I'd been the IT director, but in my 33 years with the company, I also had management roles in materials, operations, and led a number of special projects.
So what would you say were the main deciding factors in helping you choose the right ERP solution?
I guess first was the expectation on the part of everyone who had gone through the selection process as to the new system's ability to support our existing critical business requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the functional options that were available also to support what we saw as future business needs, including that expanded implementation to any of the international operations.
Right.
Very important was the overall demonstrated user experience, because that was critical in terms of transferring this to a new system and making sure our users would be comfortable with it. And, of course, cost of ownership.
Right. How did you negotiate with the software vendor? And would you say that Panorama was fairly instrumental in that process as well?
Yeah, I would. We relied very heavily on Panorama's expertise in this regard to analyze the initial vendor proposals that we received.
Mm-hmm.
And provide us recommendations for negotiated pricing for all the key aspects of the ownership of the software, including the licenses, maintenance, and vendor consulting rates.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And we used these recommendations in working with the vendor, and as a result, we were able to affect the overall purchase with a significant saving that was in line with our budget requirements.
Right, and I understand from talking to people like you in the past at Panorama, that's one of the things that they really specialize in, you know, not endorsing one particular vendor, but really laying it all out on the table for you, and they can help with the negotiating process when it comes to it as well. So how long did the evaluation and selection process take from start to finish then?
I think it was from the start of our requirements generation to the point where we had made the selection and were going to be entering into negotiation was approximately around 5 months.
Okay. What would you say were some of your biggest challenges during the selection process?
Well, actually, the process wasn't as challenging as you might expect. Before we embarked on this project, we had internally completed a comprehensive review of all the critical business processes employed by our main domestic operation.
Mm-hmm.
And we had identified major pain points and areas for process improvement. Having done this activity, it dramatically reduced the requirements gathering process required by Panorama.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helped to crystallize for us what the real business critical needs were and what really need to be supported by a new system. So the overall selection process, as managed by Panorama, proceeded with relatively few hitches from our end.
We're just about out of time for this segment, and I just want to close with some advice. What advice would you give to someone considering a new ERP system?
I think first and foremost, to understand and really communicate to the entire organization the reasons why a new system is needed. This forms the basis for a significant portion of the evaluation process. And by not losing sight of it throughout that whole process, it minimizes the chances that a specific functional group's goals will get in the way of the overall purpose. Another thing would be really taking some upfront time to critically evaluate your current business processes for their true add value position for the company, so that you can more effectively evaluate potential ERP solutions when the selection process begins.
Right.
As many non-value added processes or policies that can be eliminated before this evaluation commences, it will eliminate a lot of unnecessary distractions in the evaluation process and assist in optimizing the final result.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess lastly, I think the project team and executive management really needs to emphasize communication throughout the process and involve as many appropriate levels of the organization's personnel as possible in this activity.
Sure.
And once the system is selected, these are the people who will be the ones implementing it, and their buy-in up front is really critical.
Right. Well, Stan, that's some great closing advice for our listeners. Do appreciate your information, and thanks for joining us on the podcast series.
Well, you're really welcome, and I appreciate you asking me. Thanks.
You bet, Stan. It's been a real pleasure. That's about all the time we have for today's program. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and I want to thank Eric Kimberling and Stan Alpert for being here as well. Remember, if you'd like more info about any of the things we've discussed, visit www.panorama-consulting.com. I'm Chris Carroll, and we'll see you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Or call 303-974-7171.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP Strategies and Solutions.